Good morning. Beautiful start here in downtown Wausau at our Bull Falls Radio Studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Plenty of sunshine, very pleasant temperature, currently at 55 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Well, coming up over the next 2 hours, we will be finding out about the forecast, what looks to be a pretty good weather forecast. As Larry David would say, pretty good, pretty, pretty good. No, I'm not an impressionist, but we'll be joined to talk about the weather coming up in just a few minutes by meteorologist Brittany Merlot. And then after that, at 8:34 a.m., I'll be talking to Ben Heindel. Ben has a son named Emmett Heindel. I've come across the Heindel family during the course of covering high school softball as a member of the Wausau West coaching staff is Claire Heindel. And Ben and Claire, a couple of years ago, had Emmett Heindel. And Emmett, a little boy, was diagnosed with a form of childhood cancer. And he has been to the doctors many times. He's still fighting this childhood disease. And the thing about this story is, in addition to this young family with a very young son going through this, they have brought in the community as part of this fight and also to bring awareness and to raise funds for others who are going through this fight in so many different ways. Just last spring, late in the softball season, had another Emmett Strong softball game. Wausau West faced Mosinee, and each team wore special uniforms, and there were jersey sales and concession sales and sponsors and everybody coming on board to help raise money in the fight that Emmett Heindel and others are fighting. And now, again, stepping out there when it would be just as easy just to rally around your own little family, and during this fight, they're, again, doing another wonderful thing. It's a blood drive coming up on Saturday, September the 7th. It's called Be Strong and Brave Like Emmett. It is a Emmett Strong blood drive and also birthday celebration. And obviously when you have a young son, a young boy who has been fighting cancer, you celebrate big time those special occasions. So coming up at 8:34, we're going to talk about this Emmett Strong blood drive and birthday celebration. Talk about the journey that the Heindel family has taken over the last couple of years. Talk about why they've decided to be public in this and not to just look within, but to try to look with to the outside as well to bring awareness and bring funding and to be, again, just a very public fight here in terms of trying to help others as well as help Emmett. So Ben Heindel will be with us coming up at 8:34 this morning here on the program. We'll also talk quite a bit about day number one of the Democratic National Convention and a whole bunch more here between now and 10 a.m. And don't forget as well, before we even get further, that while the Democratic National Convention continues in Chicago, the place to be is Civic Media and 98.9 WXCO, as we have complete coverage throughout the day and night of what's happening. We have so many folks on the ground at the United Center, and plenty of coverage, live programming throughout the course of the day, and keep it right here throughout the day and the night through the next 3 days at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. We have live programming, have Matt and Air on air from 10 till noon, got the Todd Alba Show from noon until 2, from 2 until 4, Maggie Dawn, from 4 until 6, the Devil's Advocates, all on location in Chicago. So keep it right here on 98.9 WXCO and also on any of the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. Before we go any further, it is time to say good morning to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
All right. No rehearsals, no plays. You probably just laid around last night, huh?
I did take it easy last night. It was nice to have a break from the evening rehearsals and not really do anything.
And also in the booth with you is Aiden Bennett, again, our intern with us for a couple of more weeks before he gets ready to head back to school for his senior year at Marathon. So it's great to have him back with us as well. And we'll hear from him, I'm sure, a little bit later on in the program. Mm-hmm. But you said that you have another artistic endeavor you'll be jumping right into now that you're done with the play, correct?
That's right. The Center Stage Abandoned Show Choir is getting ready for their annual performance that they have at the end of September, and they have a different theme each year, and this year's theme is a stage, a screen, and in between.
So stage, screen, and in between? What's in between the stage and the screen?
Well, basically, it's any song that's been done on a theater, on a television, in the movies, or just like anywhere, like... It's a very big variety this year.
Very good, very good. So, terrific. And
nice to do something different.
Do you have any idea what your next play will be? Have you looked that far ahead?
I haven't looked too far into that. It's just nice to take a couple of days off and then...
Yeah, I know it, huh?
Maybe next week I can start looking into other plays to audition for.
Terrific. So glad to be able to take a deep breath. And it's a really interesting time. In fact, yesterday I was listening as I was driving to lunch, and there was talk about the Central Wisconsin State Fair in Marshfield. That's going on starting this week and going through the weekend. I think, man, there's enough going on because we have our start of high school football this week. And I'm thinking, glad the Wisconsin Valley Fair isn't like that. I think it's a little too late. You don't want to be having the fair the first week of high school football.
Oh, but, definitely not.
But they are. And but just to let you know, again, this week, a lot on the plate here because we have the start of a new season of the big high school sports show starting tomorrow night and every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. We will be talking nothing but high school sports from 6 till 8 p.m. on every Wednesday night. I am joined by former Wausau West head football coach Jason Foster, and tomorrow night we will be previewing the 2024 season. There's a lot of changes in terms of the conferences around Central Wisconsin, so we're going to talk about that, take a look at these leagues, who do we expect to be battling for the championship, look at the week one matchups as well, and then we have also some special guests as first week of the season. And every week we bring on a area coach guest and we bring on an area student athlete guest as well. And our first show, we have a couple of really good guests. We'll be joined at about 6:20 tomorrow night by Merrill High School head football coach Jason Wodzinski. Talk about the Blue Jays, talk about their competition in the Great Northern Conference, and a whole bunch more with Jason Wodzinski, the Merrill football coach, at 6:20 tomorrow evening. And then at 7 o'clock, a little bit after 7 o'clock, we'll be having our student-athlete guest for this week, D.C. Everest football outstanding senior offensive lineman Oscar Letendres. He is a returning all-conference performer. He has a dozen or so college offers, as a lot of folks at the next level taking a look at him to join their squad next year. But we'll talk about the senior season, his team, his teammates. We'll talk about what he likes to do off the field and a whole bunch more with Oscar Letendres of DC Everest tomorrow just after 7 o'clock. So again, the Big High School Sports Show season premiere, our eighth year of the Big High School Sports Show, and we will start things off, kick it off tomorrow from 6 till 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And also, don't forget, if you missed the show, we do post it as a podcast. You can get it at BowFallsRadio.com. Click on either the sports page or the show page, or else wherever you get your podcast. Just search out Big High School Sports Show, subscribe, and be able to make sure you don't miss a thing starting tomorrow and going right through the end of the winter sports season in mid-March. Also, quick note that coming up on Saturday is the return of Salt East College football page. Dan Sullivan and myself will preview the college football Saturday every week from 9 until 11 a.m. right after the Wausau Business Show, Saturdays from 8 till 9. So again, Saturday mornings, make sure you tune in from 8 till 9, the Wausau Business Show, and then from 9 to 11, Sully's College Football page. We'll talk about the Badgers, talk about the Big Ten, talk about college football, have Sully's Top 25, and a whole bunch more. Sully's College Football page every Saturday morning starting this Saturday from 9 until 11 a.m. during the course of the college football season. So we're kind of turning the page after sort of a summer where we took a deep breath, and now it's back into high school football and the Big High School Sports Show and Sully's College Football page and this show, of course, as well. So I'll be staying busy, and you'll be staying busy as well as you help me out. So
it'll be nice to get back into it.
Yes, it will. But it is a beautiful morning. Again, I'm looking out to my right, and you love the summertime, and it's one of the good things about working early in the morning. You come in, you see the blue skies, the cool weather, you feel the coolness on your skin, and it is just a perfect start on this August the 20th of 2024. Is it going to stick around? Can we expect a nice Tuesday and Wednesday as we get to the middle portion of the work week? Well, one person with all the answers is Brittany Merlot. She's our meteorologist, and she'll be joining us coming up next. And then again, after that, at 8:34, we'll be talking to Ben Heindel again about the journey of his family and his son, Emmett, who has been battling childhood cancer, and another great public event to help things out we'll talk about as well. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 8:18. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
It's very theatrical here. I like it. Artsy.
Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, I failed to mention in the first segment, you can also join us by going to Facebook.com, and you can see a video stream, you can add your questions and comments, and a whole bunch more. So again, check us out there at Facebook.com, go to the Bull Falls Radio page right now, and you can also send us send us a text or a call, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. And every weekday morning, just after 8:20, we're very happy to welcome back to the program our meteorologist, our news person, and a whole bunch more in terms of the hats that she wears, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. How are you?
I'm doing great, because yesterday I was, I got done with the show, and I'm, doing my work and all the other stuff that I do around here, bouncing around this building in downtown Wausau. And of course, we have a monitor on to make sure everything sounds good in terms of our broadcasting on WXCO. And one of your news updates came on, and you gave me wonderful news yesterday. Wonderful news. You said there's a new Wendy's coming to Central Wisconsin. And I thought I thought that is great. I miss Wendy's. They used to have a Wendy's about a block and a half from where I lived in Weston. And now another Weston location is even better. So I thought this is wonderful. I need another hamburger to balance all my hamburger diet, because I'm always running around getting hamburgers. I'm always so very busy. And So, I thought that is the kind of news I need to hear. I loved hearing about a Wendy's coming. So, I appreciate that.
No problem. I'm excited for their spicy chicken sandwich. I think that they do it the best. So, and the Frosties, too.
Yes.
Speaking of Frosties, okay, so I posted on Facebook this morning the temperatures across the state.
Right.
Kings, Wisconsin, way up north towards Eagle River, they hit 34 degrees as their low temperature. So I posted this, and I'm getting pictures of Frosties back, like the Wendy's Frosties. They're like, oh, Frosty up there. Now I want a chocolate Frosty. So Wendy's, hurry up.
Yeah, I mean, even this morning when I went to work this morning, I mean, it was in the 40s. It was nippy out there. I mean, that's pretty chilly for this time of year, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's because of this high pressure system that is planted and parked over us. And the reason why it's parked over us right now is because Ernesto, that hurricane, is kind of halting all the weather systems throughout the states. So we're actually lucky to be stuck underneath a high pressure system, but the downfall is the overnights because the sky is so clear. We have no clouds that act as blankets, right? It traps that heat in overnight if you have any clouds out there. But if you don't have any, all that heat radiates back out and we drop crisp and cold. So some chilly mornings, some foggy mornings, that's again going to happen overnight tonight. So keep that in mind. You'll be waking up grabbing that jacket or a hoodie or something.
But that said, so much sunshine. I mean, it is just, you know, again, I'm just looking to my right out onto Washington Street here in downtown Wausau, and you just see the sunshine. It is a glorious start, and it should stay this way, right?
It will. You could see only those really, really high-level cirrus clouds, which are just little ice crystals up there. They're not going to impede any of that sunshine coming through. We're going to be bright, blue, beautiful, and comfortable all day long. Winds are going to barely be moving. They're about 5 miles per hour. The sun's going to be out bright, feeling good, and temperatures are only going to hit about 71 degrees. That's below average. So some cool, crisp, just refreshing fall-like feel today.
Refreshing is the perfect word for it. Again, I've told you this before. This is around the perfect temperature. I love the idea where it's warm enough where you don't have to wear a jacket, but you still have that, I don't know if you call it a coolness on the skin, but it truly is a perfect temperature in my mind. But I do get friends of mine who complain about it because in August they want it to be hot. They want it to be able to drive down the road with the top down on their vehicle. And the thing about it is I'm getting what I like right now. Those folks are going to get what they like a little bit later on, aren't they?
Yep, the timing for all of the summer heat and humidity lovers is going to be right on the weekend. So if you still want to do some summery things, head to the beach, stuff like that, the water parks. I don't know if they're still open, but Sunday is going to be the day. We're going to be nearing 90 degrees across the state. So we'll be into the mid-80s by Saturday with that humidity building in. It's going to be feeling near 90 once you factor in the humidity. And then Sunday, maybe even triple digits when the heat index for Yeesh. Some places down south. Yeah, I don't think we'll hit the triple digit heat index, but we'll be pretty close to mid-90s feeling like.
I'm just glad it's pushed beyond Friday.
I know. No one wants to work in that. That's I know. For sure.
And when football starts on Friday night, as I said to you yesterday, and when it gets that hot, those press boxes get very, very sticky. And I am not a big fan of that. So your timing, again, is exquisite.
Perfect.
What are the details? Oh, yeah. What were you going
to
say?
Oh, I was going to ask you, did you get to see the moon last night or this morning?
I did not.
Okay, darn it.
I saw the moon a couple nights ago. It was a very beautiful.
Oh, Ian's always looking outside. I'm always just putting the pillow over my head trying to go to sleep.
I don't blame you. Well, last night was a pretty rare one. It was about 3% of moons or what last night really? Was. So it was a super blue moon. Ooh. Okay, so what that means is the super moon means it's close to Earth, right? It's along its path. It's one of the bigger, fuller, looks pretty big. So it's a full moon, pretty close to Earth, and a blue moon, which means it's the second full moon in the month. So to have a super blue moon, it's only 3% of those are super blue moons. So the next one won't be until 2037.
Boy, when you I'm feeling a little sore right now, and I'm thinking, well, when it's 2037, I'm going to be Definitely very old. By then, I may be permanently sleeping, but we're
no, no way, it's not that far.
I'll be an old man by that point, but so good stuff as always, Brittany. Real quickly, what's the forecast for the next couple of days?
Yeah, high temperatures today, 71 degrees, sunny. In fact, that sunshine holds tight all week long. We'll climb to the mid-70s tomorrow, upper 70s for Thursday and Friday. And then, of course, we're hitting those low 80s on Saturday and then the mid to upper 80s on Sunday. All sunny.
Fantastic. Well, enjoy again this beautiful Tuesday. Always great to talk to you here to start things off in the morning, and have a great Tuesday and have. And we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Bye, sounds Brittany. Good. You as well. Bye. Thanks.
That's our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, joins us again every weekday morning at 8:20 right here on 98.9 WXCO. Coming up, it is an information update, news, weather, and sports. And then we'll be joined by Ben Heindel, talk about a special event and talk about a special journey with his son, Emmett. That's coming up in just a few moments here on WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 FM, WXCO. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up on Saturday, September the 7th, there's a special blood drive. It's called the Emmett Strong Blood Drive and Birthday Celebration. And there's so much more to this than just the blood drive. And to talk a little bit about the blood drive, talking about a special birthday.
Yeah.
Talk about a family journey.
For sure. I'm
very happy to welcome Ben Heindel into studio. Ben, good to see you.
Yeah, likewise, Chad.
And real quickly for folks, I have seen the Heindel family because Ben's wife, Claire, is he's all over at Wausau West.
And, very involved.
You know, and, like, during the softball season, and now she's getting ready for a volleyball season. And you yourself, as you told me, like middle school football.
You got it. Yeah.
I like the thought of that. Those little – I'm around the big guys most of the time at the high school level, but I like the thought of the guys who are still growing and be playing Friday nights soon enough. But, Ben, great to see you here.
Yeah, thank you.
But before we talk about the blood drive itself, the story –
sure.
And I mentioned earlier that you have a son, Emmett. How old is Emmett right now?
Emmett, September 9th, he will turn 3.
Which is a pretty amazing. But this is a – where does the story begin?
Yeah, I'll take you back in time. So April 27th, 2023 was a day, and our family will never forget. So – we had noticed some signs about a month prior to that point in time of just Emmett being different. And at that point in time, he was 18 months old. So kids at that point get sick with all sorts of different things, right, to try to build up their immune system. And we just noticed something was different. So it fell outside of the category of normal for what that would look like. And as we kind of went round and round, we thought maybe like an ear infection and something like that. But when folks say trust your mom gut or your dad gut, this fell right into that as well. And what ended up happening was his primary care physician said, hey, let's get him in for a blood test and let's see what that looks like. Within an hour of doing that, we got a phone call that said, hey, this blood test came back and it was not awesome. You need to, in more words or less, drop everything and go to the emergency room right now. And I mean, I still get like the goosebumps thinking about that. But from there, went to the emergency room in Wausau, where a doctor came into the room and said, hey, it looks like your child has leukemia. Where do you want to go? And there's so much in that simple sentence, but right? This region of the state just does not do that type of care, especially for young kids. So mm-hmm. what that then meant was, do we go to Marshfield? Do we go to Madison? Do we go to Milwaukee? And in a split second, what we didn't realize is we were deciding kind of 2.5, 3 years of our future in that moment. We elected to go to Children's Hospital in Milwaukee for the sole purpose of, my wife Claire has an aunt and uncle that live 2 miles away from the Children's Hospital campus. So we had familiarity with that aspect of it. What ended up happening, we get down there, stay a week, and learn about leukemia and what that means and the type of blood cancer that Emmett has. And then what we didn't know at the time is that kickstarts a 2.5-year journey from start to finish. So you're either on the roller coaster or you're not. You're just at some point in that journey. That treatment is really regimented. So there is a day, there is a number, there's a protocol, and you follow that pattern until you are done with it. During the course of that time, his blood work was so bad. You know, if you look at your blood panel when you get it back, there's the category which is green, which is great. Mm-hmm. Good job. Categorically red on all sides of the spectrum. So in that way, he did receive blood and platelet transfusions to try to build up that blood inside of him back to a healthy level. From there, his treatment was broken into halves, so we grinded through the first half of his treatment, which is intended to kill cancer. Mm-hmm. That looks like where children are bald. They look truly sick. They have the nasal tube in the nose, so on. January of this year, we entered a period of time called maintenance. Maintenance is less intense. So this is intended to keep cancer away. So if this were a football game, we'd be in the middle of, like, you know, the third quarter. Mm-hmm. A concert or a play, we'd be a few songs into the second act. And that's where we are today.
When you think of a child who's a little more than 1 year old, maybe,
yeah,
how many months, 18 months, somewhere, yeah, in that general area, right?
Correct.
To go through all of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, because, I mean, we hear stories about how basically to kill cancer, it takes a lot of the outside of the cancer with,
yeah,
it. You know, how many, and I remember a number of months back, a posting you had about how many times Emmett has had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
How many times has he had to go to the hospital?
So, unplanned, it has been 18 visits to the emergency room, and he has a special protocol that he needs to follow, excuse me, where any type of fever that he gets needs to be assessed medically. So, if you weren't sick and did not have leukemia, at home you could give Tylenol to help, mm-hmm, mitigate and work through that. This doesn't work in that way. So unplanned, we've been there 18 times over the course of the last year and change.
Kids get sick.
Yes.
That's that time of life. Generally, healthy kids get sick. They, yeah, you know, just, you're just exposed to a lot of new things as a young child.
For sure.
Obviously, you know, for you and Claire and your family, you know, it's like the walls coming down on top of you.
When, yes,
you got a child who's sick. It would be easy, I think, to kind of come together as a family, just, you know, mm-hmm, close in and kind of leave the outside to the outside.
Yes.
But you and Claire and your family have decided to really be out there, to,
yeah,
be public, to not only give Emmett the best care that he possibly can, but also to raise awareness about childhood cancers, to hold numerous events.
Right.
Why did you and your family go in that direction instead of maybe sort of going into the cave as,
yeah,
a small family and fighting this almost just by yourselves and hoping that then after the process comes to a successful conclusion, maybe coming,
yeah,
out, but in the midst of it, you've been so very active. What was the thought process on that?
Yeah, I'll give you two points to that. One, my wife and I, from a, you know, husband-wife perspective, marriage perspective, every year we go into a new year with a word or a phrase that we kind of build back on. So, mm-hmm, 1 year it was the year of communication, and we worked over that year to improve our communication skills. This year, it's the year of embrace. And part of that also stemmed into Emmett. And when we were in the emergency room, we got the diagnosis, and we said, hey, we are going to feel bad about this. We're going to cry. We're going to let it all out for 5 or 10 minutes. Let this truly be bad.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, we are going to, like, take this thing head on, grab the bull by the horn, so to speak, and deal with it and handle that. And from that, it just was a natural fit to advocate for this. Well, and locally, there are not a lot of kids that look like Emmett, whether it be leukemia or other diagnoses that are that do not fit a standard mold.
Mm-hmm.
So to share Emmett's story, one, is in part therapeutic, but two, it's important to just raise awareness and let other people know that kids in this area and families experience this. And if Emmett has not been the first, nor will he be the last.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can get our faces out there so that when that family's in the emergency room, they can have the recall to say, hey, there was a family in the area that went through this. Let's call on them and
mm-hmm.
talk and get that feedback and ask tough questions and figure out where to go or what to do. So it's been important for us to be out there for those reasons.
Again, we're talking to Ben Heindel. We will talk about the Emmett Strong blood drive and birthday celebration coming up. What about, okay, Emmett himself?
Yeah.
You say, no, it's Emmett Strong.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot to ask for a 18-month-old to fight through this.
Yeah.
How has it been for him? I guess yeah. Because you'll think about ourselves who are,
right.
you know, who have lived life and may have, you know, have a toolbox to be able to go into to,
right.
to try to deal with different situations as a baby boy
yeah.
at the time. And now he's almost 3 years old. I mean, so much of his life has
yeah.
been this. How has he handled this? What do you see from your little boy over
yeah.
these last
It's unknown strength. So he doesn't know what that strength looks like, where you or I have a lifetime to build back on.
Yes.
But this 2.5-year treatment will last longer than he had been alive at the point of diagnosis. So all he's ever known is this life.
Right.
And some of his first words were home or owie. So, I mean, for as traumatizing as that truly is, that has been his baseline. So he knows nothing different. You know, and if you look from a medical perspective, you know, you and I in a lifetime might have this, you know, the amount of surgeries or procedures we might go through on, you know, a hand, we could count them on our fingers.
Right.
Emmett, I mean, fingers, toes, count them all, because he's been there and he's done that. But luckily, children are ultra resilient.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's to the point where he recognizes some of his favorite hospital staff
mm-hmm.
when we go both locally and down to Milwaukee. So there is some familiarity. And the unknown part of it, and what will be interesting to play out, is as we get farther down the stretch where things will become less and then eventually the treatment is done, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But for here and now, he's handled it with such grace and an unknown strength.
Mm-hmm.
It's been truly amazing to see.
Another aspect that impressed me last spring when had the special softball game
yeah.
when West played Mosinee, there's another part of your family.
Yeah.
There's a little girl
yeah.
who's part of your family as well. And with her brother going through all this,
mm-hmm.
to see that she is still so much a part of what you do.
Yeah.
Because I imagine that, again, it can be, I don't know, the word is easy, but
mm-hmm.
she's there.
Yeah.
So much focus, so rightly, is on her little brother
yeah.
to get well, going through, such a difficult time. But yet, the way that you and Claire and everybody else, I thought,
mm-hmm.
with your daughter,
yeah.
still having that her be part of all of this, and to see her jumping around that day
yes.
with the girls on the softball diamond. First of all, what's your daughter's name?
Harper.
And how old is Harper?
Harper is 4. She will be 5 in January.
How do you look at her
mm-hmm.
role within all of this to make sure that she is getting everything she needs as
yeah.
she grows up during, again, a traumatic time for her, I'm sure, as well?
Yeah. So with a family of coaches, there's a natural fit to some of this. As unnatural as leukemia is, she's going to be the little girl that grows up around the ball diamond, right? And to be just naturally included, even on the volleyball court as well. So to have her be included in all of this, or as much as we can, is a more natural fit than what you might think. So she's handled it with as much grace as a 4-year-old can. There, you know, we talked about the 18 unplanned visits to the hospital. Most of those happen in the middle of the night. Those are not a 9 to 5, you know, unplanned thing. So all she's ever known is the trauma of being woken up in the middle of the night and then being brought to grandma and grandpa's house. And the unknown there, you know, we've been on extended visits to the hospital 4 times over the course of this, meaning like a week, 10 days or so. So we don't know going into some of these if we're gone for an overnight period or a week.
Right.
So it has been hard to just see that trauma progress there, but she is just as resilient as Emmett is.
We're going to come back in just over a minute and actually talk about this event coming up in early September. Again, part of the journey.
Yeah.
It's and again, part of not looking within, but actually going out there and letting other people see and be out there and help in their own way. So we're going to talk about this special Emmett Strong Blood Drive coming up with Ben Heindel in just over a minute. The time is 8:49. Sun is shining. Beautiful start here in Wausau. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 FM, 1230 AM, WXCO. Again, you can also catch us online at BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, also, if you miss any part of the show or if you want to relive our discussion right now, we always post our shows as a podcast. All you have to do is go to BullFallsRadio.com or CivicMedia.us, go to the show page, and then you'll see all the shows that we have on Civic Media. Just look for me. Look for my little head in green. Click on that, and you can listen to this hour coming up a little bit. When I get off the air, we put them right up on the website. But also, if you are, you know, wherever you get your podcast, just subscribe, Chad Holmes Show, and you'll always be able to tune us in that way as well. Again, we're talking to Ben Heindel. It's coming up on Saturday, September the 7th. It's the Emmett Strong Blood Drive and Birthday Celebration. That sounds like a pretty good combination. Let's get a little bit of information about this. Number one, why a blood drive?
Yeah. So when Emmett or any child gets a life-changing diagnosis like this, the amount of nonprofits or opportunities to love on a family is really endless. So there are foundations that will sometimes just write a $500 check to a family. There are some. One example is a gift of a wagon, like a pull-behind wagon, and in that are filled with goodies that one might need in the hospital. So think of like some simple toiletries, a blanket or two, a sound machine for a child, things like that. We had 5 of those. So Emmett's room at one point in time was a parking lot because we had all of these things. So as we sort of navigated away from Emmett's like D-Day, diagnosis day, we got some space and some room to breathe. We knew pretty early on that we wanted to give back. And with just dynamic as Emmett's situation is, our lives are dynamic too. So with coaching and just the way that fall pans out for us, we knew at some point or know at some point we want to kind of dip a toe into maybe a nonprofit or a 501c3, but an early jumping point and really a quick return on giving back is a blood drive.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the ways that we kind of came up with this event was looking at what were the things that helped Emmett, and it was some blood and some platelets that were given by the Versity Blood Center of Wisconsin. They are the sole provider of blood product to Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. They have some regional satellite locations, but as that idea bubbled to the top, we got in contact with the folks over there and said, hey, what would a blood drive look like? And very quickly, things got put together, and a blood drive and birthday celebration is what the outcome was. Mm-hmm. And it's really got some amazing elements of our family baked into it, too. So one example, this is going to be held at the Aspirus YMCA. So a number of years ago, 2011, for that matter, my wife, not even girlfriend at the time, but a co-worker, was we were camp counselors at Camp Sturdivant through the YMCA, and we did a training day where we had walked through the Aspirus YMCA, and that's really where we met for the first time. So this also has elements of us and our family baked into it at every level, so it's been cool.
So it is, and something else that we hear constantly about the need for blood.
Yes.
It truly does save lives. I mean, yes. And that's not a cliche.
Yes.
And I just recently I'd heard that there's a need for blood. So again, it's something that is vitally important, as well as being something that makes you feel good. It is something that truly does.
Yes.
It is significant. I think people sometimes, it's always going to be there.
Yes.
Well, it's not always going to be there unless people actually give blood. So again, it is a wonderful idea. And to combine it with Emmett's birthday.
Yeah.
You know, and I imagine that when you go through what you've gone through the last couple of years, that birthdays have a different significance.
Yeah. And it's a natural fit, because we, as much as we want to celebrate the birthday, we also want to celebrate Emmett's strength, his resiliency, and one of the natural fits was to do an event like this to fit both the birthday and giving back with a blood drive.
What are the details on this? Well, okay, as I said, it's on Saturday, September the 7th.
Yep, and then we're going to run it from 8 o'clock in the morning till 2 p.m. in the afternoon at the Aspirus YMCA. There is an online sign-up, so that is the preferred way to go about getting involved. So clicking that link, signing up or registering, and then there will be a listing of time slots. So whatever it looks like for your Saturday activities, there should be a wide array and a range of those. Click a time. When that time comes, show up to the Aspirus Y and be prepared to donate blood.
I saw on your Facebook page, and I think yours or Claire's,
sure,
an event. You know, it's an event page for this.
Yeah.
Can you get to the sign up through that? Sometimes I'm a little confused about it myself.
It's that's okay. The short answer is yes. Well, that main page will, if it doesn't have it already, will have a link to get to that sign up to register for the blood drive.
Fantastic. And I guess kind of going back,
mm-hmm.
you talked about being in the third quarter right now.
Mm-hmm.
What is there a date that you're looking forward to? Is there that finish line?
Yeah, there is. The short answer is July of 2025. So July of next year, all else being equal, meaning no wild hospitalizations, unplanned hospitalizations, or anything that would derail the plan as it stands right now. Our earmark, our line in the sand, is July of 2025. That is when treatment will end. And prognosis, there's a 95% chance that leukemia stays away forever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's never 100, right. But with the protocol and the medicine and the layout of his treatment plan, that number is ultra high for how leukemia stays away.
Saturday, the 7th of September. No, I'm gonna try to get you back in that week as well to remind everybody about this very special event coming up. Emmett Strong Blood Drive and Birthday Celebration. Thanks for sharing this whole story. Yeah. I think it's something that, I've obviously noticed it, and I think a lot of other people have been fulfilled in a certain way. I don't know if that's the right word, but the way you and Claire and the whole family have handled it has been, I think, just really, really impressive. And again, thanks for coming in, Ben, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you, Chad.
Ben Heindel again joining us. The time is 8:58. We've got another hour to go. We got an information update coming up in just a moment. News, weather, and sports. And then hour number two of the show. I'm Chad Holmes on 98.9 FM, 1230 AM, WXCO.